It's the Mornings with Ed Show, 9:20 the time. We welcome you to the program. And, you know, we've got talent right here in Orange County. We have a band called Agua Seca. If you haven't checked them out, this is your opportunity. Psychedelic rock. And hearken back to what psychedelic rock actually is. And that's what you're about to hear from these guys. Trent Hankinson, Derek Stewart, and Jacob Horn with a brand new song and a brand new video to support that song called Don't Care. Do me a favor, live from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios here in Laguna Beach, California, please welcome Agua Seca and Don't Care.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
He's on a plane to go off and go away. Then again, his head is nowhere. Just turn on and he is doubtful. Just the benefit of being bold. That's okay. Fly out of sight in the back, he took down the white. You really think that he's scared? He doesn't care. Let's go on, he is feeling low. Put the season up right in his trunk. Day is gone, but where did the hours go? It don't matter, he is feeling slow. Gotta get back up, feeling down.
Seca is the name of the band. They are from Orange, California. That's what we're talking about. They had me in here doing the Batman dance, man. I'm grooving to it. I'm digging it. All right. The number here is 949-715-5936. If you have any questions for them when they come on in. They have a brand new video to support the song you just heard called Don't Care. I haven't had a chance to see that video yet because I probably watched Whipped Cream 50 or 60 times in a row. So this is the song called Whipped Cream. When you have a chance, check out the video for Whipped Cream. Once again, live from our beautiful Julie Lawton studios, this is Agua Seca.
It should begin.
The band is Agua Seca. Latest song out is Don't Care. That was Whipped Cream, and we're going to talk about that song and the video on the other side of this. I had a favorite, though, as I was studying up on them. I really enjoyed this song. I think you will as well. This is called Slow Drive. It's the Mornings with Ed show, and the band is Aqua Seca, 9:33 the time. Wow, good performance, and I love that song. Good morning. We have Trent, Derek, and Jacob in the house with us. That is psychedelic rock.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
That is what it is, man. That is exactly what I've been loving to listen to my entire life, and now you've added this little modern twist to it, man. It's really cool.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks.
Right on. So how'd you guys meet?
High school.
We all went to high school together.
Yeah. All right. Everybody finish high school, or did you just say, you know what, let's drop out and get a band together?
Well, that was college.
Yeah, that's college.
Well, right on. I love the two songs that we heard today. Tell me about Don't Care, the latest, and what went into the writing behind that song?
Don't Care. I was in my old apartment, and I was on my acoustic, and don't really know how I have them. I just kind of started strumming. I always like using a lot of open chords
right.
a lot of the time, especially on the album.
Right.
But that was mostly how it came together. Added lyrics after that.
Right.
Yeah, kind of just about this guy who he really doesn't care.
He just doesn't care. Yeah. As you're listening exactly. to the song, you're like, no, this guy really doesn't give a damn about anything, man.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm surprised the bass didn't come first, because I feel like that.
I know. Right?
I always think of that as like the main riff, but yeah, no, maybe that's because I'm the one playing it.
Yeah, always. Drums didn't come first.
Yeah. Right.
And always the drums should be first.
Absolutely.
Oh, drums sound great.
So yeah. the psychedelic sound that you have, it's really unique, first of all, and it. People can do it, but they can suck at it sometimes. Oh, but this sounded really good and together. What influenced the sound?
Oh, gosh.
What did you grow up listening to?
With Zeppelin.
All right.
Definitely some of the Beatles, other stuff.
Right.
I love Tomorrow Never Knows.
Right.
You know Tomorrow Never Knows.
Yeah,
exactly.
I hear a lot of Doors in there, too, man. I hear some really tight three-man just here it is.
Yeah, you know, yeah.
So when you earlier, and I should explain to the audience that when we were setting this up, you brought in 18 tons of equipment, number one, and you brought them up the stairs. We're on the second floor there. We have an elevator, by the way.
And now we choose to work out.
You may have been actually, I've been in the elevator. You may have been safer carrying that stuff up the stairs. Yeah. I swear, man. You just shot a video for Don't Care, right?
Yeah, we did. Well, actually, we just put it out.
Okay.
We shot it back in July.
Wow.
Well, actually, late June.
Okay.
Yeah, we drove all the way to Utah for it. It was, Connor was actually there. We did a great job. It took a lot out of us. It was 12 hours there, 12 hours back. What is it, the Bonneville Salt Flats?
Ooh, beautiful.
Have you been there?
Yeah, well, no, I've actually seen cars, you know, that's where they test drive the speedsters and stuff.
Exactly.
Yeah, right, so yeah.
Yeah. So that was good. I wanted to go out there when it was flooded
right.
to kind of have more of a desolate look.
Right.
Because it seems to just go on until infinity. Right. And what I originally saw was Salar de Uyuni
okay.
in Bolivia.
Okay.
And I thought, well, I'll never be able to fly there, but we got these salt flats in Utah.
Right. No, we can't afford to fly to Bolivia for a museum.
Right? Yeah.
The band name, Agua Seca, does it mean anything to you? Is it a part of your past?
It does. I've always liked Laguna Seca Racetrack.
Okay.
I just like saying Seca, and I figured what's a great way to say the word more, and found something that kind of was the opposite of it,
right,
which is Agua, which if in Portuguese... Seca means without water or desert.
Right.
And I confirmed that with a Portuguese guy. So it's good. Not just the internet.
And in Spanish, same thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's why I asked you when you guys came in, man. Can I?
Most people know how to pronounce it. Yeah. Some people's like Seca. It's just Seca.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. And the song, I mentioned earlier that I have yet to see the video, Don't Care, because I spent most of the evening watching Whipped Cream.
That's a good one.
That's a really interesting video, and it really captures psychedelia.
Thank you, man.
It's no kidding. It's like watching one of those freaky scenes in Batman where, and I mentioned it earlier, where Batman's dancing with people, man.
Right. Yeah.
So the video for Whipped Cream, tell me about
what
that.
What was going through my head?
Right.
Essentially wanted to create. No, that was a girl I went to school with before I dropped out, and she's super cool. She's a Russian model, so I knew that she'd probably want to do it.
Right.
I've known her for a long time.
Right.
And as far as the setting for it, I just wanted it to be kind of fantasy world.
Right.
And someplace.
You hit it.
You wouldn't believe it, but that was shot in a warehouse.
Okay.
Well, you probably thought it was some sort of set, but it was just a normal warehouse. Right. We spent all morning filling up balloons with helium. We went down to this really shady helium dealer. Like he was legitimate, but it was weird. I was like, here's $400 for some helium. I'm like, oh my God, what am I doing?
Yeah. Hey, man, my helium's better. I got better helium over here, man. Come on. I'm only charging $325, man.
Right, yeah. And we spent all morning filling up balloons. I had a huge blister on my hand. It was really bad.
Now, are you still in touch with the girl that was in the video?
We hung out with her this weekend.
All right, very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah,
you'll be using her in the future, I'm sure.
Well, we'll see. Right. They have a band as well, working on the name at the moment, but we'll probably use her for a music video as well.
Yeah. Very nice. And how long have you been playing the drums, by the way?
I've been playing since I was 7 years old.
Wow.
So that's about 14 years now.
So you started on like pots and pans and bugging the crap out of your mom and dad, man?
Yeah. No, I took drum lessons for a long time.
All right.
Yeah. And from Keith Delaney.
Oh, very.
Yeah.
That's you know what? If you're going to get lessons, boom, there you go.
Yeah.
You couldn't ask for a better drummer, man.
Exactly.
You know him?
I know of him. I can't play a lick of any instrument in the world, by the way. I even suck at a tambourine. All right. So,
electric drum.
I've only heard good things. So you incorporate the key, and I said you were Doors-like. You incorporate the keyboards a lot like I saw the Doors used to do. Was that an accident? Because normally you're not thinking, okay, you know what, let's plug this into here, let's make this happen, let my voice go through there.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about the incorporation of the keys.
Well,
we had to
wrote
do
the song, but
we could only get three people together.
Right.
So I, you know, if you don't know, Jacob's playing bass with his right hand on Birch Cream. Yeah.
Right.
And then
bass with the left hand.
Left hand, my bad.
The keyboard's it's split in half, so sounds bass riff here, and then with my right hand I'm playing chords that sounds like a piano.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. But I when I was writing it and mixing it, it sounded like it needed something more.
Right.
And I just thought, you know, what would fatten up the sound? Because I really like Phil Spector and the Wall of Sound stuff.
Yeah.
So that was mostly where it was coming from, especially on Don't Care. Originally, before we put the keys on the song, I don't want to say it sounded flat, but it there was something, it was X Factor that was missing.
Yeah.
And I screwed around with GarageBand for hours looking for a good keyboard sound.
All right.
Yeah.
I think you found it.
Yeah, it really rounds it all out.
If you don't know, he's playing it with his feet.
For Don't Care.
Exactly.
Yeah, okay. Big, MIDI foot pedal.
You use the perfect term in fatten up the sound. That's exactly what happens
Thank
there.
You.
It fattens up the sound.
Thank you.
Absolutely love that. So what are you working on next? What can we expect from you here?
Next, January 31st.
Okay.
We're releasing Neural Stereo.
Okay.
Which is our first album.
All right.
Yeah, exactly. It's
nice.
Been a long time coming.
Very excited.
Right. I started writing it a year ago, nearly.
Okay.
Yeah. And then it went off to, I mixed it, and then it went off to mastering with Greg Calvi, Sterling Sound. He redid all of the Zeppelin remasters.
Huh.
And he worked with Lennon before he passed.
Wow.
Yeah, it was super cool, dude.
So when you send something off, when you're done with it and you send it off, is there that, okay, the moment it leaves your hand, you're like, oh, man.
The first thing it was, I listened to it in my car, and I'm like, I missed something.
Well, we'll look forward to the January 31st, right?
Yes.
Yeah, January 31st release. Where can our listeners find you online and on social media and everywhere? Where can we stalk you?
Spotify, Instagram, Facebook. Yeah. We should start a Snapchat just
Apple
for band
music.
Stuff. Yeah, Apple Music. Anyway, worldwide release.
All right.
Exactly.
All right. The band is Aqua Seca. Trent, Derek, and Jacob in studio with us. And again, man, I can't thank you guys enough
thank
for coming
so
in
much.
This morning.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
It's
we look
awesome.
Forward to seeing you again. If you missed any portion of this, it'll be up on the KX93.5 website. We will podcast it. Just go to the website, pop down the podcast, Mornings with Ed page. Bam! There they are.
All right.
All right. Thanks a lot
thank
for
you.
Coming in, guys.
Thank you.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.